Hi, and welcome. We're delighted that you've joined us here at Tell Me Where to Go, where you'll hear travel tales from all over the world designed to inspire, inform, and get you traveling around this wonderful world.
Well, it's no secret that I love train journeys, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of the best in the world, actually. In the world. I'm speaking to Giselle Whitaker from Journey Beyond, and Journey Beyond, they have a lot of great train journeys. They have the Great Southern, which goes from Adelaide to Brisbane. They have the Overland, which goes from Adelaide to Melbourne. And they have the GAN, which goes from Adelaide to Darwin, which I'm going to be talking about first. And then we've got the big one, the Indian Pacific, which runs from Sydney to Perth and vice versa. And it is the third longest continuous rail journey in the world. And if you seriously want to get to know the size of Australia, that's the one you've got to take. But first of all, my other favorite one is the GAN, and it is just a brilliant, brilliant train. It runs 1,420 kilometers, and every section of that journey is fabulous. Now, you don't just sit on these journeys, because once you get going, you find that they have off-train expeditions or outings, and that way you get to know the various regions that you go through. But anyway, Giselle, I'm speaking too much. I've got to speak to you. Hello and welcome to Tell Me Where to Go.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your products, those four train journeys that I've mentioned, I actually haven't done the Great Southern or the Overland, mainly because of COVID, because those both started just before we were impacted by COVID, weren't they? So there hasn't been much chance for people to enjoy those. But the Indian Pacific, that first started in 1970, and the GAN first started in 2001. So there is ample opportunity for people to have experienced them. And everyone I know that has experienced them just loves it, because it's not just hopping on a train. It is the full experience. The accommodation on both of those trains is just wonderful, isn't it?
It is. And I will correct you on one thing. The Overland has actually been around for 135 years this year. So you've had plenty of time to get on board that one. No excuses.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there you go. See, I don't come from Melbourne or Adelaide, so I didn't realise.
Exactly. No, that's our little day trip, our little roughly 8 or 9 hour journey between those two cities. Yeah, she's been around a while, that one. But Great Southern is the genuine one.
But, of course, the difference was you've got the same rail gauge as Victoria, is that right? The South Australia?
So, yes.
Yeah, you've now got the standard gauge, which is why you can do the GAN and the Indian Pacific. But I didn't realise it had been around for that long. I do apologise.
We celebrated its birthday earlier this year.
Well, there we go. First of all, we'll talk about the GAN.
But let's come back to the GAN. Trips. Yes.
Yeah, let's go back there. Because you can't, I mean, the GAN, I reckon, is one of the best train journeys in the world because of where it goes. You start off in Adelaide and you go up right through the centre of Australia, and you have quite a few off-train experiences. Can you tell me about some of the off-train experiences first? Because they sort of keep changing. I think they've changed since I last did it as well.
They do shift a little bit because it depends partly on what's actually available in the areas that we're going through. If there's something new and exciting, then we want to make that available through our passengers, and different suppliers come and go as well. And so part of it is working with the different attractions and people and communities on the rail tracks along the way, basically. And the experiences do differ slightly too, depending on which direction you're traveling.
Yep.
And what time of year. Generally, going from Adelaide to Darwin, the first stop is in Mana in the South Australian outback. Yep. So that's a very early morning stop. It's quite spectacular in that real picture of outback, arid, almost barren, but beautiful in its own way. So that's just an early morning off-train experience. Everyone does the same thing. Everyone jumps off. It, depending on temperature, we may have some little fires to warm your hands by out there. There'll be snacks of some kind. And it's really just to give that idea of where you are.
Yeah.
Because like you said, the GAN is very much rooted in both history, but also place, location, you know.
The mention, the name, the GAN, really was first called the Afghan Express, and it was named after the Afghan cameleers who helped open up the centre of Australia because you couldn't transport anything. The only way to do it was by camel. And as a result of those cameleers, Australia has the greatest number of wild camels in the world, which we export to the Middle East for camel racing.
Isn't that amazing? I remember learning about that a few years back and just thinking, what an incredible kind of turn of events.
Yes. You stop in other places as well?
We do. We stop in that.
Cooper Pedy, is that one of them? Or is that one where you have to extend?
Cooper Pedy is, so we actually have two different GAN journeys.
Yep.
So there is the GAN, just the standard journey, which the stops are either Mala or Manguri, depending on which direction you're going in. Yep. So that's your outback kind of morning experience. And then Alice Springs, Catherine, and of course Darwin or Adelaide, depending on your direction. Coming down from Darwin to Adelaide, for the majority of the year, it's actually called the GAN Expedition.
Right.
And that's an extra night on board, an extra stop, and that stop is Cooper Pedy.
Cooper Pedy, right. Excellent. Yeah. Well, of course, Cooper Pedy is famous for being an underground town. You've got your hotels and a lot of your facilities are underground there because of the heat.
Exactly. And so you...
It's opal mining, so they've dug all these holes. They may as well use them to live in.
As you can imagine, our experience there is at least partly underground.
Yeah, that's right. When you get to Alice Springs, you've got a variety of choices, haven't you, depending on what you want to do, one of which is camel riding.
Yes, there we go. So that kind of ties in neatly.
Yes, it does. When you get to Katherine, the Katherine Gorge is just incredible. You do a bit of a cruise. And the thing is, it changes. Depending on what the time of year you are there, it depends on the amount of water in the gorge. And I've done it several times now, and it doesn't matter what time of year you go there. It's always fabulous. It not only is a lovely journey through the gorge, but when you get there, you can get out and you get up very close to Indigenous rock art as well. And it's just a fantastic experience. Well, Alice Springs, I have to say, the colours of Alice Springs knock you out because they are so vivid. They're just enormous. I don't know. There's just something. It's sort of like otherworldly when you go and see the colours of the hills and the landscapes. It's just incredible there.
I think that's what keeps people gazing out the windows on the train the whole time, because the colours are there and they're bright. They're changing as well. You know, they change obviously throughout the day.
They do.
Just by the different light. And then they change as you travel along as well. So you can actually see quite distinct changes in landscape as the train runs along the tracks.
You can. And particularly as you get up closer to Darwin as well, but it all changes, because then it sort of becomes a lot more tropical because they get a lot more rain up in that area. It's not jungle, but there's definitely a lot more trees and you start to see palms and stuff. Darwin is the most beautiful tropical city. And once again, I talked about the colours of Alice, but you get up to Darwin and you see the colour of Darwin Harbour, and they've got very, very red dirt that goes right down to the turquoise blue of the harbour. And it's a gorgeous, very, very modern and contemporary tropical city. My son lives there. I know it well.
My father lives there. So
we must introduce them to each other.
Absolutely. Actually, I have Darwin Harbour Cruises is also owned by Journey Beyond. And so we know those views very well and the colours of Darwin. Yeah. And I have to say, I think they're, you know, a perfect add-on to the GAN journey. And of course, I'm going to say this anyway, but I think it is actually going out on the harbour just to really soak up that sunset. You know, the sunsets in Darwin are incredible.
Oh, yeah, they are. And I think people are going to Darwin Harbour. It is a seriously huge harbour. And until you get out on it, you do not realise how big it actually is. And it's the most beautiful thing, because you see the Darwin itself, which is a very, very ultra-modern city, mainly because it has had to be rebuilt three times already because of wars and cyclones, etc. And there's so much to see in Darwin anyway. It's worth staying in Darwin for 3 or 4 days because it's one of the most fabulous cities. My wife and I, we always go down to Cullen Bay for breakfast. It's just the boathouse restaurant down there is fabulous. But there is so much to do there. And if you have a history, particularly an interest in military history, the Darwin Museum, well, there's two museums, but there's also the Military Museum. Absolutely wonderful experience as well. So, yeah, great to see. It's like having a cruise on wheels in many instances, really, because it is more like being on a cruise liner where there's entertainment, there's a lot of conviviality, you have your own cabin, but you don't have to spend a lot of time in your cabin if you don't want to, and there's lots of things to do. And the other thing about it is, instead of looking at a huge expanse of water, you are looking at some of the most unique scenery in the world, and that's on both the GAN and the Indian Pacific. And I think particularly on the Indian Pacific, you really get an idea of how big Australia truly is because you've just crossed it and it's taken you 4 days and 3 nights, and it's every part of it is an incredible experience.
It certainly gives you, I think, a new perspective, or a renewed perhaps perspective of our beautiful country and just the sheer diversity of the views and the places that you travel through, I think really is just something quite special. The same goes for the GAN, where you're traveling, you know, north to south.
That's right.
Is that we have so much in this country.
That's right.
You know, and we have so much diversity. It's something that we should all get out and explore, no matter how we choose to do it.
And it changes by the season as well, depending on when you travel. And I can tell you the best time to travel through Western Australia is round about August, September, when the wildflowers are out, because that is truly stunning as well.
I think traveling over that way is pretty stunning any time of year, but I have to agree, the wildflower season is something well worth seeing.
Well, we have the greatest wildflower show in the world, and you think, oh, yeah, we can see a patch of wildflower. No, no, you don't. You see kilometre after kilometre after kilometre, hundreds of kilometres of these most extraordinary wildflowers, and the land just comes to life. It bursts into colour. And, of course, part of the journey is you pass through the world's largest and healthiest temperate woodland as well, and the golden colour of the trees is just remarkable. People don't realise what they're seeing here.
Exactly. I think we should get a few artists on board and see how they can represent those colours, because it's, I think you have to have a pretty good colour palette to be able to really to highlight all of the different colours that come out of the country. I think, you know, something that just sprang to mind is that I think what these journeys have done for me, because I joined the company about a year ago, and it's made me fall in love with Australia again. Yeah. And I think that's something that really, it really cuts to your heart, you know, it sort of tugs on your heartstrings and reminds you of where you're from. And that's maybe what is special about these kind of extended rail journeys.
You know what, you've got it right, because when you do one of these journeys, and as an Australian, you actually get a tremendous sense of pride in your country, because you are actually seeing it in full for probably the first time. It's okay to fly from Sydney to Perth, but you don't see much. You see specks. But when you actually cross it on the Indian Pacific and also the GAN, because you're not going where the roads are going in most instances, you see a different version of Australia than if you were just driving it as well.
It makes you realize how much more is out there as well.
Yeah.
You know, that you've explored one part of it, but actually imagine how many little pockets like that there are across this massive landmass.
It is. It's just amazing. And if you're doing the GAN, you can go out to Uluru as well, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a whole lot of different packages depending on what people are interested in seeing and doing.
I know when we had cruising, you used to be able to cruise to Fremantle and then get on the train and go back to Sydney. I'm sure that when cruising starts again, you'll have some of those packages available as well.
Well, what we do have actually coming up next year, which is quite exciting, is a joint initiative with Ponant, which is a French small ship.
Very luxurious
expeditions around the Kimberley. And so we've connected a journey of the GAN with that cruising around the Kimberley in a rail and sail package that is quite extraordinary.
Well, I can assure you the Kimberley is my favourite part of Australia. Been lucky to go up there and do it several times. And if you want to see extraordinary landscapes, that is a place in Australia to go, because it is genuinely untouched by humans, because they have the wet season every year, which refreshes everything, washes all the old away.
Exactly. Again, we're coming back to that idea that there are so many parts of Australia that we should all be out exploring.
Well, Giselle Whittaker from Journey Beyond, I've really enjoyed our conversation. I hope you have.
Of course I have.
It was lovely to reconnect with the GAN and the Indian Pacific, as I say, two of the best train journeys in the world. And if you're an Australian or you're not an Australian and you want to actually get to see what Australia's like, here you go. We've just given you the right suggestions, I believe.
I would agree with you there.
Giselle Whittaker, thank you very much for chatting to us on Tell Me Where to Go.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check back on our website for other stories, specialists, funny travel tales, and anything else you might need to plan and safely enjoy your next trip. We look forward to hearing you back again soon.